Oh, with no morning skate today, what can you tell us about your lineup tonight?
Ben Sherrod will come back in. We get a little, possibly a decision on the back end and a decision up front. We'll wait till the warm-up comes out.
Okay.
It wasn't a whole lot of turnaround after last night. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
We'll let you know in a couple hours, man. We want to get back and play. We didn't like our game. We lots of confidence that we can get to a better level than we did last night.
Having watched the video today and kind of looked back to reflect, is there one focal point for your group tonight?
Oh, a certain amount of patience in our offensive game. It's not a particularly maybe accurate word to describe how we want our offensive game to be, but we spend an awful lot of time around the outside, and we're going to see that style of kind of hard defense that the Boston Bruins have always played and control their end of the ice. So the perimeter is a place you can start. It's just not a place you want to play the whole night on.
We look from Connor to, we assume it's Connor, obviously, tonight. He had a couple of real good ones before the break. Yep. You expect he's got to be itching to get in there?
Yeah, so he watches his team play yesterday. He wants to get back in the net, and he's going to see lots of action for sure down the stretch here.
Paul, is there any advantage to having played last night when Boston is now coming in after being on the one way off?
If you're going to go back-to-back, I'd prefer to do it at the start of something off a gap, whether it's the start of the season or off the Christmas break, because back-to-back I don't think is that daunting. It's what happens before and after. We'll feel the back-to-back more later this week when we're 4-6, but you know, I don't think, you know, with all the TV timeouts and with the rest and the way we travel, the back-to-back is not something that's a big concern right now.
Sure, it's got to be itching to get back in as well.
Well, you know what? He felt strong. We took him out early when he started to have a problem, so that it wouldn't grow into something that was very long term. And he felt strong when he came back.
With Muzzin going to Toronto, you wonder if the dominoes start to fall. Paul, what's the timing of this season like for the players, coaching staff, that kind of thing? Or do you guys put much thought into it?
Oh, we'll have meetings as you would in the last stretch before the trade deadline, but we wouldn't spend any time working on it. You know, we'll watch video on players that might be available, but we give our input on where we think our team is at, and away we go.
Sure. We expect to see some extra guys in warm-up just for possible game-time decisions?
Yeah, there's nothing more to this, Falls. There's no, we're not holding anybody out for an imminent trade. It's a couple of minor. I got a couple of minor bumps that I'm not sure of. If you were asking me now, and I guess you are, I think you're going to be fairly close to the same lineup as last night.
Okay.